This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1.
Thank you.
Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Yeah.
And before we get to the crazy, stupid idiots, I mean, can we just sit with a moment with the news that broke just before the break, which is Happy birthday to your single life, Kim Kardashian.
Kim and Kanye have filed for divorce. Actually, Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce after 7 years of marriage. This coming from our friends at TMZ, which means you can take that to the bank because there's only one person who talks to TMZ, and that's Kris Jenner on behalf of Kim Kardashian. So what we know is that Kim, now again, this is coming from TMZ, so take it for what it's worth. I think we can take it to the bank, though. It's not like sources say. The story says Kim is asking for joint legal and physical custody of the couple's 4 kids. Sources with direct knowledge say Kanye is fine with joint custody, and we're told that Kim and Kanye are committed to co-parenting.
Well, that's interesting.
Is that with a K?
Yeah, exactly. Why is that interesting, Holly?
Because there's a blind item to go along with this.
I love it when you come through with those blind items.
Anti-lawyer's not dropping the ball today.
Mm-mm. Here's our blind item. This 2020 wannabe A++ lister who had to settle for a consolation prize is splitting with a significant other. This is a huge deal. This will be quite the divorce.
I'm so
Wait, say that
for
again.
This.
I was busy reading something. I'm sorry. There's a lot of breaking news. Go ahead.
So what the blind item is saying is Kanye West is getting a divorce from Kim Kardashian, and it's a big deal. This is going to be quite the divorce. So kind of going against what TMZ wants you to believe.
And that's a good, I'm glad that you pointed that out, because it is all too often that we go, well, TMZ is saying this, that means the truth is coming from Kris Jenner. But what we know is that Kris Jenner and the truth do not have the best relationship.
No, and so this is definitely like the filter of Kardashian colored glasses.
Yeah, this is spin coming from Camp Kardashian.
With a K.
So let me just finish telling you what Camp Kardashian would like you to know about this pending divorce. Again, Kim has filed the divorce. There's a prenup, and neither party is contesting it, allegedly, supposedly. In fact, TMZ's sources say they are already far along in reaching a property settlement agreement.
Okay, translation. Nothing to see here, as you were, but remember, if you really want the skinny on what went down, you'll watch
the latest episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians,
or like whatever is the next project on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
But again, this is through the Kardashian spin lens. And so if what Holly's saying is true, which I tend to put my more money on NT lawyer, there's going to be some fireworks. We just don't yet know what they are or where they're coming from.
Or she's going to try to make the best, behind the scenes, one can imagine, because remember her attorney is Laura Wasser.
Yeah.
They're going to be trying to get the best deal possible. And, you want to be the one leading with the story, because then you force the other person to react to that narrative. So this is just a power move.
That's all it is.
On the part of Kim Kardashian. Of course, she's going to be the one to put the news out there. Kanye doesn't manage tabloid coverage the way that the Kardashians do.
Right.
He is more concerned with his ego and whatever the ultimate bottom line behind the scenes action is. She's more concerned with, a.k.a. Kris Jenner is more concerned with how this makes Kim / the Kardashian clan
look. This is what I want to do now, but we don't have time to do it right now, but this is what I'm going to be spending the bulk of my weekend doing, is now going back and going through all of the sort of crumb trail that was left that we've been talking about all along. That's like the stuff that says Kim's had it, but she's not ready to pull the plug just yet, but she's probably going to pull the plug. So they're thinking about divorce, but they're not divorcing yet. You know, they've been doing this thing where they've been like leaving the crumb trail along.
No. Yeah, this happened all the way back to January, the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
I remember it was the first we were made aware of this.
Yeah.
And then it was sort of like a slow drip, which indicated that like whatever decision hadn't been made. And we said this, like, we're not going to take this to be true until we hear that they have filed for divorce, because anything else is just speculation, and it's coming from inside the house, right. Meaning they are just trying to get us to talk about this either because they know what's coming and they want us to be ready for whatever story they're trying to put out, or they don't. But in the meantime, in between time, they want us to be thinking about it because of the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right, and they're going to make sure Kim looks real good in all of this.
Yeah, of course, because Kim, it's always been since Kanye had his latest quote-unquote outburst, or however it's described in the media. Like, there are so many, there's a lot going on here, kids.
Yeah, and don't worry about it. We're going to keep you on all of it as it unfolds.